Blog Talk Radio.
Let's open up with a prayer, amen.
Dear Father in Heaven, we thank you that even in need and misery, we may feel and know that you are with the weak. For you are mighty in helping your children. You give the weak strength to serve you in spite of all their faults and weaknesses. Make us glad at heart for everything we are allowed to do and experience because it serves you, your glory, and your kingdom, until the day when others are also given eyes to see. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Let's bring on our panel of pastors. Okay. And see what they have to say tonight. Well, I'll bring on Pastor Leroy and Pastor Vito. Pastor Leroy, here we go.
Pastor Ken! Pastor Ken, this is Pastor
yes.
Leroy Jackson, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. You sound a little either tired or maybe a little inebriated tonight, man. I'm also inebriated. Let me say this, man.
No, I'm
as
not
an entire pastor,
I don't think. I gave that up a long time ago.
Well, you sound a little tired tonight. Okay, maybe you smoked
a
little bit.
I'm a little tired.
Top of
I actually woke up at 7:30 this evening, okay? I had, for some reason, I just had a lazy day and just stayed in bed.
You stayed in bed all day?
Yeah, I stayed in bed all day. I woke up at 7:30.
Did you watch TV in bed, or did you just lay in bed the entire day for the last 12 hours, man?
I just lay in bed sleeping.
Damn, that's some serious sleep, man. I haven't done that kind of sleep since I was a teenager. When I was a teenager, man, I used to be able to sleep 15-hour days. Now, I'm lucky if I can sleep 5 hours a night. Let me tell you why, man. As an old man, because you know I'm your age, man. I got a lot of problems, man. I got a problem with my penile area. So in the middle of the night, man, sometimes if I have a dream, like some funky ass dream, I pee the pants, man, and I pee in my bed. And sometimes if I have another funky ass dream in my sleep, my head, back of my head sweats, my neck. It soaks my pillow, man, to the point where I got to turn the pillow over in the middle of the night because it's soaking wet from sweat from my head and my mouth, man. I got a lot of problems. I'm an old man. I hope everybody listening out there tonight, the youngins listening out there in your 30s and 40s and 50s, enjoy your life, man. Enjoy it now because when you hit my age, when you hit Pastor Ken's age, it's going to change, man. It's going to change. Remember those good nights sleep?
Well, I stayed up all last night. I didn't go to bed until probably 7-something this morning. I stayed up all night. I couldn't sleep last night. And so I stayed up all night watching TV. And I finally started feeling tired about 7-something this morning, so I laid down. I only was going to lay down for a couple hours, but I ended up sleeping the whole day away.
Damn. God bless you, man. So let me ask you this, Pastor Ken. I'm assuming you don't actually have a job. You're probably, what, 60, 61? You're about my age. So you're not quite the age to collect Social Security. So how do you income coming in your house, man?
I collect Social Security now. Okay, I'm also on Medicare.
How are you on Medicare at 61? I'm a black man. I'm 60. I'm only a year behind you, man. And I can't collect shit because I'm a black man, baby, in New York City. How are you able to collect all those benefits, man, one year older than me? Tell me how you did it, man.
Well, because I'm disabled. I've I've got a lot of medical problems that cause me to be disabled, and I'm getting disability because of that.
Well, how are you disabled? I mean, to me, you sound okay. How are you disabled?
I've got a lot of medical problems. I've got COPD. Okay, my hearing is going. I'm also bipolar. Okay, so I have problems. Okay, that now that I got older, I'm now on disability. So I'm retired, basically. So I'm gonna bring up Pastor Bill.
So basically, man, you're all fucked up. But let me say this, man. Hold on, Pastor Bill. I love you, brother. I'm glad you're on here tonight, man. I missed you. But let me say this,
Amen.
Pastor Ken. Let me say this, Pastor Ken. You are telling me you're disabled, man. You sound pretty good to me. I'm 60 years old. I'm a black man. So what did they give me, man, as a 60-year-old black man with a bum knee? Look, I was in prison for a while. I was in the military, and goddamn, I don't get the benefits that you have. Maybe because I'm a black man named Leroy Jackson, man. You think that's...
Nah, that has nothing to do with it, Leroy. I mean, if you feel that you're disabled, you can apply for it, okay? I got approved my first time around applying, but I had to go see outside doctors. I had to go see, their doctors and get evaluated by their doctors as well as mine. And between their doctors and my doctor, they came up with the scenario that I am disabled and that I am entitled to Social Security benefits.
Ken, this is Pastor Beal.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were special. I'm so happy that you're able to do this show and that it gives you joy every day.
Yes.
Man, you're very special, Ken. I want you to know that.
Well, thank you. All right. So, Pastor Beal, do you have a sermon for us tonight?
I do not, but I have some thoughts before we take callers about something that recently happened to me, actually, just about 2 minutes ago, and some godly thoughts on it. So recently I ministered over somebody named Ashley A., who's going through a very rough time right now. We should all pray for them. We should all pray for them, and we should all pray for everybody in the Salami Brigade for having to deal with shenanigans involving that. Amen. But that's the only thoughts that I have right now. And Ken, I love to take calls tonight. I miss taking calls with you and helping other people do their issues. And I think we should do that.
Yeah.
I have to agree with Pastor Veal on that, but let me ask you something, Pastor Ken, before you start taking calls, man. Now, I wasn't on your show last night. I had a Hugs for Harlem show last night. I couldn't be on your show, so I apologize, but I listened to your show today from last night, man. What the hell was going on last night on your show, man? It was like a shit show. It was not in any way, shape, or form, godly or pastorly. I don't know what you were doing, man. What was your show about last night? Please explain it to me, man, because it almost made me. I'll be honest with you. I almost did call into your show tonight. After hearing your show last night, I was like, what the fuck, man? What's going on with Pastor Ken? So please explain it to me.
Nah, there was nothing going on. It was just shenanigans, okay? It was ridiculous, okay? Tim McGillicuddy started some crap in the chat room saying I was stealing people's prayers and stuff like that, which never happened, okay? A person by the name of Dr. Ray Pritchard wrote a prayer of my altar call prayer that I do, okay, and which I use and a lot of other pastors across the country use for an altar call, okay, which, you know, that's all that happened last night. So anyway,
Ken,
let me
know
bring
this
up
guy?
Caller
you
here.
Know Dr. Richard? You know Dr. Richard, Ken?
I don't know him personally, no. Okay? I heard of him. Okay? Like I said, he's an all right guy as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he called your show yesterday. I heard him, and he wasn't too happy with the altar call thing.
No, that wasn't the real Ray Pritchard. That was Terry McGillis got his shenanigans. Let me bring up some callers. 1-1.
Hello, this is Dr. Pritchard, and I'm very upset that you hung up on me.
Stop it. You're not Dr. Pritchard. Just stop it. That's ridiculous.
No, don't hang up.
We're not playing that game anymore. 857, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Ken.
Hey, Jabo, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing all right. I just finished the shift on my ambulance. I was listening to your show. I have some questions, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is going to lean more into the advice section about this thing. So I'm in one of your chat rooms, and this woman, Elizabeth, keeps reaching out to you. She sent me a few messages asking for you to answer your phone. I guess she keeps tagging you in the chat room. Hang on a second. Let me read her message here. It says, this is Elizabeth. I'm homeless. I really need to speak to Pastor Ken. Something about you being homeless too. Then she said that I don't believe that part of it. It says that, like, so you're being accused of stealing sermons or something like that, but she has proof that you did not steal the sermon from Dr. Ray Pritchard. I don't know, man. I think she's on the line. I guess she's calling in. She's saying something about being on the line, about trying to defend you against Dr. Ray Pritchard.
We need to bring her on. We need to bring her on, Ken. We need to
wait. I'm getting another message. I'm not going to read that on the air. There's a representative for Dr. Ray Pritchard now that told me to be quiet or else I'm going to get hit with the cease and desist. I don't want that.
Ken, I don't think that's something to laugh at. Like, this guy could be real. You know, copyright strikes in radio are especially prevalent now because, you know, anybody can sue anybody over anything. Like, fair use.
Well,
really
Ken, just wait till you hear from their lawyer then.
Yeah.
Till then, business as usual.
Yeah.
Oh, I love when he's on here. Hey, I love you,
hey.
Man. Tony F, I haven't talked to you in a while, man. You are like my second hero behind Pastor Ken, man.
You're so
funny.
Is
that literally like behind Pastor Ken? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Sorry.
I'm
being fresh.
Oh.
Depending on the day of the week.
Nice. I do want to say that, speaking of the disability thing, I met up with Pastor Leroy in New York. Sorry, I'm just getting messages from Elizabeth. Okay, anyway, I need to ignore that. She's getting very graphic. So I did meet up with Pastor Leroy in New York. I was in New York, and I kind of didn't have a choice. And I ended up meeting him in Harlem at a Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. And they do have good chicken. They do have good waffles. But about that disability stuff, this guy should be on disability. Pastor Leroy, not to sound like a jerk or anything, man, I thought that they were making some really bad chicken. but it was actually Pastor Leroy's foot. And he was very self-conscious about it. And I said to him, I said, man, why, how can you be disabled over a foot? You have your feet. And he was like, nah, man, look at here, man, look at here. And then he, like, you know, I'm sorry for cursing, but he just took off his shoe and he's like, look at this motherfucker, man. And he slammed it on top of the table, chicken everywhere, waffles everywhere. This dude's foot looks like a turkey that ran through Chernobyl. And I don't know how he walks on it. So maybe give him some advice about going on disability, something like that.
All you gotta do is, if he's a vet, is go to the VA center, okay, to the VA hospital, okay, and get your doctor to say that you are disabled, okay, and with his recommendations, then you then apply for Social Security disability, okay, and go through the process of seeing their doctors, and if they find you to be disabled, then you will get Social Security. That's as simple as that. That's what I did, and I was approved.
Ken, I'm sorry. I thought that you were talking about being mentally disabled earlier on the show, which is why I called you special. I didn't know you were just, you know, messed up in other ways. I apologize.
No. I do have a mental disability. I'm also bipolar. Okay, I was diagnosed with that. Okay, and I deal with that with medication as well, as long as my physical problems. Okay, so.
Let me intervene here, man, for a second, because I got to tell you, man, J-Bo is right. Him and I have gone to lunch a couple of times. I love this guy, man. He was an MMA fighter. He's phenomenal. But let me say this, man, and I did have to take my shoe off. I did, man, because I got what they call elephant foot. My one foot looks like I'm from an elephant, man. It is as big as, like, it's like size 27, man, and I got this elephant foot, and I limp when I walk, man. I can't win, and I can't put on another shoe. That's everything I try to do. Doesn't work, man. So I have to walk around barefoot, but I got an elephant foot, man. It was because my great grandmother from Nigeria, Africa, man, had sex with an elephant, man, back in the day. I know it. How is that possible, right? How could a woman, how could an American woman or an African woman have sex with an elephant? But I'm telling you, she did. And he gave me this elephant foot, man. And J-Bo, thank you for letting me express that tonight, because that has been in my chest, man, in my closet for many years, because I couldn't, you know, when I go to my church, man, and I give a sermon, I show up before anybody else does because I got this elephant foot. It has to go behind the podium, man, because if they see that, they're going to freak out and run out of the church, man. It makes me stick to my stomach. It's happened many times, and since then, I don't let it happen, man. I learned my lesson.
Yeah, it was bad. They shut down Roscoe's that day. Something new with the Board of Health. Yeah, I don't know. It's something to not cherish, and it's shit that nightmares are made out of. But before I vomit, who's Dr. Ray Pritchard? Who is this guy?
Wait, I have somebody a question real quick. I have a question about the elephant thing.
Oh, yes.
Wait.
You're real interested in that, Tony, aren't you?
Well, I just have a question. How would this be considered? Would it be considered a disability, or would it be considered a genetic trait?
No, this thing's a disability, Tony, because
But it's genetic because he said it's genetic because he said his great grandmother got it from fucking an elephant, which means it would be genetic.
An elephant man. No, an elephant man. Literally an elephant.
Oh, his grandmother fucked an elephant man, not an elephant. Like Elephant Man, the English guy.
Yeah.
The elephant man.
Yeah, look, man. She banged John Merrick. John Merrick was the elephant man, and she banged him 6 ways to Sunday. And I don't understand why, because he had, like, shit coming out of his head, out of his body. But she was all about banging John Merrick, the elephant man. Man?
Can I be excused for a second?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm calling another caller here. Erico 111, you're on the air.
Hello, this be Nostalgia 64.
Well, how you doing, Nostalgia?
I forgot what I was going to say, so I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was a good caller, Ken. We should have more callers like Nostalgia on this show.
Yeah, but just call them and hang up. Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Yeah,
we got another caller here. 111, this is what we got.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brian. How y'all?
Who is it?
Who's this?
This is Ray.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Ray. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
I just heard
the
Hello?
You are now in the host queue.
Okay.
Unmuted. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and hold. You are now in the host queue. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
You need to mute everybody. Everybody.
Mute everybody. Okay. Except for back to
Ken, you can't mute me. I'm co-hosting. Ken. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to really talk about Ashley right now because I don't want to give undue attention, but what I do want to talk about is I want to clear the air on this doctor. Somebody said his name is Grace Richards.
What happened with Ashley?
Tony, you're being nosy. I don't care.
And we don't care about this Ray person.
Well, I care because I don't want to be sued. I co-host the show with you. And I want Leroy to be sued.
Well, then don't co-host.
Disability. Ken, take some more calls. I don't want to hear Tony F right now. We can discuss Ashley later.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Ken?
Yeah?
There's dead air. There's dead air right now.
Okay. All righty. Okay, well, there ain't nothing going on there. All right. Well, we got another 111 caller. Let me check in and see what we got. Okay. 111.
Hold on, okay. Ed. Kenny, how you doing, Holmes?
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
All right, hey, this is Beanie Loco.
Yeah, hey, what's up,
baby? Orale. So what's going on, Holmes?
Nothing much. Just doing a show.
All right, So did you preach?
No, I didn't preach yet. No, I didn't preach.
Oh, I was
hoping
I'd
huh?
Isn't it like the pastor's corner, eh? The pastor's corner.
Amen. Yeah, hi, Beanie.
Yeah.
Orale, what's happening there, Pastor Veal?
Not much. I'm just chilling here with Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, my brother from another mother. And we've been taking callers.
Up,
we've been talking to people. And we've been trying to manage our way through this Ray Pritchard issue that's been going on. So, yeah. As you
and
know,
trying to find out what happened with Ashley.
Tony, I want you to stop cutting me off. You keep butting your head in
Ashley,
here, and I don't want to talk
don't know about
that.
Ashley. Ashley, I don't know, you know? Yeah, that's right, I don't know about Ashley, but I don't know what's going on. But, I was here, and some guy, I was talking to Starbucks Holmes, and he said that I look like a gorilla.
Oh, you don't look like a gorilla. I've seen what you look like, Beanie Loco. You look like a strong, sturdy young man, and you need to tell him to you need to turn the other cheek first and foremost, because that's the Christian thing, right, Ken? And
yeah,
we're not talking
but,
about the cheek that you think potentially.
So should I fart on him then if I'm gonna turn the cheek?
No, we're not talking about that. No, you need to just not care what he says.
Because I eat beans, Holmes, and salsa and all that.
Ooh, beans
and
Starbucks?
You know?
Ouch.
Hey, check it out, Tony F. Hey, it's a Starbucks right there in Hollywood. Oh, a lot of gay people go there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's crazy because, some people fart there. And some guy told the other guy, he farted, and he told the other guy, hey, do I know you? I was tripping out, eh?
Tony F.
It takes all kinds.
Hey, so
Tony
guys
F., you
know how each other by force or what?
Well, I guess obviously they did.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, eh? I didn't know they had that type of special powers.
Tony F., do gay people fart on each other?
Do straight people fart on each other? I would think they probably, there's probably some people that do, some people that don't. I mean, it's all different sexual tastes, I think.
Well,
I think everybody's different.
I could vouch for that because my ex-girlfriend and I, we used to have fart wars, you know? I would fart on her face, she would fart on mine, and in our sleep. It was crazy, eh?
Uh-huh, I would imagine, there's...
Do you have fart wars of Ken?
No.
Look here, man. Look here. This is Leroy Jackson. I'm from the Bronx, man. And let me ask you a question, Tony F. When was the first time, honestly, let's be honest, man, when was the first time that you realized you were interested in men? How old were you, man?
I was real young. Real young.
Have you ever had a woman in your life, ever?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and what was your opinion of that?
Well, obviously, I'm still gay, so I guess that gives you my opinion on that.
Okay, so you were a teenager, I'm assuming. You were a teenager when you had a woman. Is that correct?
No, I was an adult.
Wow, okay, that's good for you, man. I lost my virginity at 12 years old. But you know what? I'm in a different life than you. So you had sex with one woman, and you realized it wasn't the way to go. So you went with a man,
oh.
and have you ever been married?
Well, no, I had been having sex with men, I mean, all that time. I was gay when I had this woman. It would be hard to explain. Oh. It was, you know, a male-male three-way, female three-way type thing situation.
Go! Oh, oh.
And her husband was bi, and it was, you know, it was there, we did it. It was the 80s, you know, it was the 80s, we did it.
Yeah, I get the 80s, man. I was a big part of the 80s myself. In the 70s, man, I used to go to Studio 54. I mentioned that on a couple episodes ago, and I was there many times, man. It was a different lifestyle. So I get what you're saying. Okay, so the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, you were gay. So have you ever officially had sex with a woman?
I thought we just said yes.
Okay, so how many times?
One time.
One time, and you didn't like it?
One time. No, obviously not. I'm still gay.
Okay, so, all right.
These are redundant
I'm just
questions.
I'm not trying to bust your balls, man. I'm just trying to figure out how that happened. You know, I was born a straight man, and I've had sex with many, many women, more than I want to accept to. But I've had sex with a lot of women in my day, man. And I just don't
more than 100?
More than 100 actually intercourse or sex?
Just sex.
No, sex, definitely. Definitely over 100 with sex. Intercourse, actually having intercourse with them, it's probably in the late 80s and 90s, man. I'm not going to lie to you. That's just where I've been in my life, man. But let me say this. I love women. I've been married 7 times, man. I'm on my 7th wife right now. My 6 other wives were nothing but bitches. I can understand how you don't like women. That I can get. Because they are nothing but bitches who want to take your money and just screw you in the long run. Okay, so I understand that. But I do like pussy. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like dick. I like pussy, man. That's just my personal preference. That's my personal preference.
Okay. So what is your point?
So you have liked, you know, the penal area since you were in your, you know, early 20s, which is okay, man. I'm not saying anything against what you do. I'm all about the gays. Look, man, I have a gay couple living next door to me who has a 4-year-old kid that they adopted as a gay couple, and they're married. And I'm okay with that because they're really cool dudes, man. They invite me over to the house for barbecues, and they come to my church. Okay, so they're cool, man. But I just am trying to figure out how a man, you are a man, I'm assuming you got a penis, so you're a man.
That's what makes me gay.
Right?
That's what makes me gay.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this on a godly radio show? It's all been about penises and cum.
No, it's not. We're discussing homosexuality. We're not discussing penises. Get the conversation straight. We're discussing how can you be homosexual and have heterosexual sex. And Reverend Leroy was telling us about the nice gay couple that lives next door to him.
Unwed
intercourse.
Ken, you, there's the P word too on this show. There's the P word going around, the D word going around, the C word going around. You know, Ken, you need to get a grip of this show.
What's the C word?
Hey, Tony F. This is
the chicken.
What?
Hey, how old
hey.
Were you when you had your how old were you when you sucked your first penis?
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to say I was young.
What are
That's
they?
All. There's no need
you
to
know
go
how,
into detail.
You know how old I was? You know how old I was when I had my penis sucked?
How old?
I was 8 years old, and the girl was 6 years old.
Oh, my Lord.
Crazy,
Cat,
bro.
That's ungodly.
Well,
I'm just saying that all because it's crazy, eh?
It's an interesting show. Oh, wow.
Tim, we need to take more callers. We need to get away from this topic
of
penis sucking.
Yeah, I'm
going to
take the call right now. I got 949. 949, you are on the air. Who do I have?
Is this Dr. Kenneth?
Who?
Kenneth. Dr. Kenneth Fishman.
I'm Dr. Kenneth Fishman, yes. Can I help you?
Yeah, this is Kane from Dr. Ray's office calling. We need you
yeah.
to come in this week for an anal swab. We're quite concerned your immune system is compromised through gay coitus. Can you come in this week?
Through
gay
pass.
Coitus.
Pass the yeah. pen. Can I ask Cat. Why you're ending the show early?
Oh, why are you ending the show early?
I didn't say I was ending the show early. I was taking callers.
Oh, that's what I thought.
And,
okay,
I want to talk more.
Okay,
111. Hi.
All right. That was actually...
Okay. All right. We got 512. 512. You on here?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. How are you doing this evening? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who do I?
Hello?
Hello? Who do I have on the phone with me tonight?
Yeah, my name is Mike. I was wondering, I saw your show on Blog Talk Radio, and I noticed you had a rainbow flag on your show page. I just wonder,
yeah.
are you like a pro-LGBT ministry or something, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, well, yes. I'm a gay pastor, and we talk about all kinds of different things on this program. I'm pro LGBT. Yep.
So, like, how do you square being a Christian and supporting homosexuality? How does that work?
It works. There's gay Christians out there, and they need to be preached to, and I preach to them.
And gay Catholics, and gay Baptists, and gay Protestants, and gay Mormons.
Yep.
And
Tony
Muslims.
F. Wants, this guy does not want to be exposed to you, Tony F. Yeah, he's a new caller. We don't want to hear you talk to him.
I'm an invited guest here.
Hey, can I say something, Holmes?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Holmes. Hey, okay, if you're calling up a gay Zay, then I want to ask you, have you ever lusted in your mind? Hello?
Is that, are you talking to me, or?
Yeah.
Or what'd you say?
Have you ever lusted in your mind?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, and what do you do?
Oh, that's a sin.
Yeah.
I have to repent of it.
That's what they believe, too.
Well, no. I mean,
you can't be a
practicing homosexual, and then be a Christian
at the same time.
And the Bible says you can't.
Some homosexuals are don't have sex. You know, I forgot what it's called.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Celibacy.
They're not actually doing.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
yeah, if that's the case, like if they repented and they stopped like actually engaging in homosexual sex, then by all means they can become born again and be a Christian. But I'm talking about people who say they're a Christian while they're an active homosexual at the same time. Like, that's like mixing oil and water. It doesn't go together.
But it's not, like people, they lust in their mind and all that, but as long as you don't act upon it, Holmes.
Yeah, Ken does not have intercourse with Tony F., the other guest on this show. He's said that much, but he is a gay pastor. And hi, I'm Pastor Veal, by the way. I'm the co-host of this show along with my other co-host, Leroy Jackson from the Bronx. We're really glad to have you on today's show. But yes, Ken is a gay pastor, and I do not believe he has intercourse. He has, again, said that much. Ken, is that true?
Yeah, I'm not having intercourse.
He said he's not, but nevertheless, Ken does also discuss. Ken also
but
does
not
discuss.
All sex, but all not, but not all sex is intercourse.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask the caller here. So Tony F. is saying that he gives, I can't say it because I'm a pastor, but he gives BJs to Kenneth Fishman.
That's not what I said. That is not what I said at all. Please do not interpret what comes out of my mouth. That's not what I said. I said not all sex is intercourse. That's all I said.
So what?
No mention of BJs or anything else.
That's going to be talking.
Sex does not have to involve. Let's get this very straight. Straight heterosexual sex, homosexual sex. It doesn't all have to involve intercourse. It doesn't have to involve oral sex. There are lots of ways to pleasure each other without doing any of that.
Like what, for example? What are you talking about?
If y'all are adults and you've been in an adult relationships and you can't think of a way that you could get your partner off without orally doing it or by intercourse, then I truly feel sorry for your partners.
Right, so you as a man,
you
get another man off? Is that what you're saying?
I'm discussing homosexual sex. Yes, that's what I'm discussing.
Yeah.
I'm saying you do not have to have intercourse in male sex, in heterosexual or homosexual sex. Intercourse or oral sex does not have to be the prime object of the event.
Yeah, I understand that point. So I'm asking you, are you telling me that as a man you get other men off?
I'm in a 19-year relationship, so no, I do not get off other men. I get off my partner, if
and
that is your
man?
Question.
Is that a man or a woman?
Yes,
I just want to know.
It's a man.
And you're a pastor?
No, I'm not. I'm a layman.
The man that this person, Tony F. on the line, gets off is the pastor. Pastor Ken gets off by Tony F. I figured I'd clear that up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Tony F. is not a pastor.
And so I'm assuming, are you a Christian then at least, or is it just your partners, or are you both?
No, I'm a Catholic, actually.
Okay. And so just as someone who believes in God, do you not, like, have any fear of God at all? Like, do you not worry about Judgment Day or what's going to happen to you when you die?
I do worry about Judgment Day. We should all worry about Judgment Day because there's not a one of us that's running around without sin. So we should all be worried about Judgment Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but
if you're not worried
about
it, well, I feel for you because from the minute you wake up, you sin. You sin throughout the day. If you go strictly by the Bible, you sin every day. You may eat the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, wear the wrong thing. Do the wrong thing.
No, sir, sir.
You know,
sir.
According to the Bible, there's ways
if
we should dress.
Christian,
and it's not the way we're dressing today.
Well, let's be clear. The wearing a mixed fabric.
Let's be clear.
eating a certain type of foods, those things do not apply to Christians. This was already dealt with in Acts chapter 10. Well, when it comes to a Christian, what you'll be accountable for is the moral laws, like stealing, killing, committing adultery, you know, taking God's name in vain, committing sexual immorality, in this case homosexuality, things of that nature.
That's what applies to a Christian. Where in the Ten Commandments does that immorality part come in?
Okay.
Where is the Ten Commandments
between,
is homosexuality
Do you know the difference
mentioned?
Between the Old and New Testament?
Well, yes, I do. I mean, I'm not technically.
Ken does.
Okay,
Ken,
so now I'm
going to
ask you. Are Christians
Ken's
obligated to keep
moment.
The law of Moses? Yes or no? The Gentile Christians.
Ken,
I cannot
your
hear
question.
You. Hold on, I cannot hear you all of a sudden. I can't hear anybody. Hello?
He can hear you. He's being, Tony F. is being obstinate, caller.
Oh, there you are. Excuse me, I was having phone problems. Hello? And please quit answering for me, Veal. I don't appreciate it.
This is Ken's show. You need to have the actual pastor answering these questions, Tony.
Well, then why was the question asked to me?
Okay.
No. Is that Ken?
Ken's not even on.
What is up with that? He just went to go make a microwave pizza or something? Will you take over the show for him, or did you trade him this time again, Tony?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You probably put him in the crate again. I know what you're up to, Tony. You're trying to steal Ken's show away from him. Caller, I'm incredibly sorry that you have to deal with
this. I'm only actually on this show because Ken asked me to be.
Yes, I did.
So,
Ken, get back to the microwave and start doing your show again. You know, this is talking with the pastor.
Why do they think you eat microwave pizza?
Don't microwave your pizza, Holmes.
Ken, get away
from
it.
Don't take away the pizza.
There's a surgical deduction happening, and you're not on the phone. Ken, this is your show. You need to discuss liturgy and God. Come on.
And guess what? Ken's in the kitchen getting a cup of ice.
Caller, I'm sorry. You can deal with Tony F. I apologize at this show.
Well, go ahead. You're the co-host. Co-host. I'm not saying a word. Co-host.
Okay, fine. So, caller, what was your question?
No, I was just asking the other guy about, like, the distinguishing between the Old and New Testament, and because he brought up things about, like, eating, you know, shellfish and wearing mixed fabrics, and so I just wanted to clear it up for him that as a Gentile Christian, the law of Moses doesn't apply to you once you're born again.
So true. Yes, and I believe that Ken also believes the same thing. I'm unsure because he's not willing to speak for himself right now, but I believe that Ken also believes the same thing. And me myself, I am a Protestant Christian. Tony F is a Catholic Christian, and I don't know what Ken is. He's like some, you know, New Age thing, I think.
Okay.
You know, Ken used
yeah,
to
just
be a rabbi.
I just mentioned that because he talked about like how if you believe the Bible, if you follow the Bible, like you basically sin. He said all the time, right when you wake up, and I was telling him, no, that's actually not true. And
yeah,
if you're actually born again, you can overcome sin. It's not as difficult as people make it out to be. It just comes down to if you're willing to do it or not.
I totally agree, caller, and I think it's important for Christians to actually wake up in the morning and attempt not to sin. Sin does happen. It does occur, but we shouldn't be making our lives central focus points to be sin. And we should seek repentance. It's not like, for me, Christianity isn't something like, you wake up and you're just like, here's a list of bad things I'm going to do. Check that, check that, check that, check that. Well, it's okay. God forgives me. You know, I don't think that's leading an active Christian lifestyle whatsoever. That's just sort of like believing that you'll be saved at the end of the day, even though you're racking up debt. So I tend to agree with you, caller. Although I don't necessarily agree on the standpoint that
homosexuality itself is a perpetual sin that you'll go to hell for. Yeah.
No, I'm, in the case of homosexuality, I'm talking about if you're practicing it. For example, like, let's say you're a homosexual and you become a Christian and you've committed, you know, to God, you're not going to do that anymore, then obviously you can be born again. I mean, that goes without saying. That's called repentance. I'm talking about people who say they're a Christian while actually actively participating in homosexual sex. That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah. So I think it goes both ways here, potentially. So I'm more of a left-leaning pastor myself, but I also really, really, really enjoy the text itself and in the background of Christianity. But I totally see what you're getting at there. And I'm curious what Ken thinks about it, since this is his show. I'm merely a co-host up here. I think Ken knows the Bible more than I do, because he is a really solid pastor. He operates soup kitchens out in San Antonio. You know, he cares a lot. Ken, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I had to go to the kitchen to get some ice water. Okay.
And this caller has questions for you, and since you're homosexual, I think you're more primed to answer them than I am, because I'm a straight man.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Holmes, and Pastor Ken, you know, he used to be a rabbi. You know that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Ken was
a rabbi. Jewish.
Explain that.
I was born in the Jewish faith and...
Explain that to Jesus.
Huh?
I said explain that to Jesus.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being Jewish, but there's definitely a problem with being a homosexual. That's definitely what Jesus is going to have a problem with. 100%.
Ken, you need to speak up. Your microphone is terrible. Again, Ken.
What do you mean by like, predestined? You know what I'm saying? He's predestined.
Is this any better?
I just want to know, are you guys being serious? Are you guys, like, trolling to some kind of, like, a funny thing? Or you guys you really
no,
are
this is a very
no,
serious
this
thing.
Is real, eh? Like, with me, Holmes, like, with me, I'm, like, a lot of people trip out on me because I'm a Calvinist. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, nah, you can't be a Calvinist, Holmes. You know, and I'm like, yeah, bro. And when they start to trip out on the things I say, they're like blown away. But some of them don't agree with me. You know, I'm a 5-point Calvinist, Holmes.
Caller, Ken is very serious. He is a Jewish rabbi and pastor. He is dead serious on this. He's not trolling. You know, and he's a gay man. He lives as a gay man. And that's what makes this show, I think, so compelling for audiences on Blog Talk Radio. You know, if he could speak up for himself and actually discuss liturgy a little bit, Ken.
Yeah.
So Ken is violating both covenants and both the old and the new. Double dipping, huh?
No, I'm not violating anything, okay? I'm not violating anything. I just have to be a gay man right now. Okay, I take Christianity very serious. Okay?
You do?
I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ down to earth. Okay? I believe he came to earth.
Ken, do you fear God at all? Do you fear God?
Okay. Well, yeah, I fear God.
Of course. You fear God, and you think you can engage in homosexual sex, and you're not gonna have anything to worry about when you stand before God when you die.
He says he's not having homosexual sex.
No, I believe my sins have been forgiven. Okay. Yes, they have.
No, sir. Your sins are only forgiven if you repent of it. If you're still doing it, it's not forgiven.
I have repented of all my sins. Okay,
So then why was your partner talking about getting you off in ways outside of using intercourse and... How do you have a male partner, first of all? And, you know, Pastor, how does that work?
Well, there's lesbian pastors out there. Did you know that?
Obviously, that goes without saying. But I'm asking you, well, how do you have a male pastor, and then you just told me that you fear God and you take Christianity seriously. How do you square those two?
Well, I just do. I believe in God, and I believe God loves me, okay? And God created, okay, me, okay, through my parents, okay? So, I mean, if he loves me, okay, he's accepting of me.
So God has to accept you?
God doesn't have to accept me, no, I didn't say that. I said he does.
And what if God doesn't accept you? What then?
Well, hello, I'm going to preach the message.
Ken, I think you need to show this guy that you know your stuff. Ken, can you recite the Ten Commandments for this guy, please?
No, here. Don't recite the Ten Commandments. Just recite to me one Bible verse. Just recite to me 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. Just recite that.
Well, why do I need to recite anything? Okay?
That verse talks about you.
And I've got a question. Y'all are very questioning how Ken can be a gay Christian pastor, but you do realize that in just about every faith there are openly gay pastors, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic.
Oh my Lord, Tony,
you do realize this, right?
Yeah, of course.
You realize that Ken is not an anomaly?
I'm not saying it's an
anomaly.
What do
you mean you don't know that? Okay, so all you have to do is go on Google and Google openly gay pastors, and you will find pastors in every religion.
No, that's not the issue, sir. The issue is not whether or not there are other gay pastors. The issue is whether or not what he's doing is a sin against God, and if it's going to bar him from entering the kingdom of heaven.
Well, if you're a gay pastor in any religion and you're gay and you're having sex, the only religion that says that their pastors and their priests have to be celibate are the Catholics.
No. Let me be clear to you.
So the
New Testament
says
in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, that homosexuals cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Cannot. Unless they repent.
Tony F., I need to step in and ask Ken to do something for me. Ken, we have a caller on 111 who wants to talk with this caller. If you could please bring him on, that would be fantastic.
There's no 111 caller. There's just got a hand up.
They're psychic. They know it's on your line.
This caller has told me to take... just please take the 111.
Nope.
He's
got no caller.
He has his hand up. He told me he has his hand up, Ken. Ken, circle of trust. I know he's in your queue.
I got no 111 with the hand up.
Ken, jeez.
I'm telling you the truth. Now I do. Hello?
Hello, yeah. Good evening, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So I have a question for this here caller here. Sir. Are you still on the line here? Sir?
Caller, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, first of all, let me introduce myself here. My name is Reverend Benjamin Buford Fontaine III. Yeah. And I'm going to have to say that I agree with everything that you are saying here about not repenting and having homosexual sex this here, our pastor here, has been doing nothing but being ungodly, homosexual, and stealing material from Dr. Ray Pritchard here, who is a real pastor. Yeah.
All right, we got you, man. We know you're trolling. We got it. That's funny. You got it. Good to go. Great job.
Yeah, good job. Goodbye, BBF. Okay. Well, anyway, I want to say thank you, everybody, for calling in tonight's godly show. Now, have a blessed night, and I will see you all tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Bye-bye.
Ken, Tony, you have ruined this show. You got to continue it. Ken?